This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
I want to hear about, I'm excited about your bowling story, which you've got for us.
No, well, see, so for those of you just joining the show, welcome. A few weeks ago, I joined a bowling club.
And we're not talking 10-pin bowling, we're talking lawn bowls.
No, lawn bowls, because I thought I'd get involved. Our nephews are very, very obsessed with lawn bowls.
Well, they're state champions.
Just putting it out there to the universe, they are.
I was going
to
look it up. I'm going to get a Wikipedia around nephews.
No, I'm looking it up. Right. No, that's fine. So, yes, joined the bowls club. And I happened to go, this is random for me on a Sunday, I've got to say. Yesterday, went and saw, like, the preliminary final. The club champion was in the finals of the whole, I don't know, I'm very new, the whole regional championship.
It's a championship. It's a Victorian state
Victoria,
titles.
There you go, state titles.
Happens how do in
you
every know? Sport.
Okay.
So I love how he's all in the
would
know.
Would you like to tell the story?
No, I'm just giving you a helping hand.
Okay, yeah, so we went to the Victorian State Finals. It was the preliminary one. Mm. And I thought to myself when I was heading out there, I'm not really sure that I'm very good. I'd get fidgety if I'm there too long because I really have not watched a lot of lawn bowls.
Or any sport.
Or any... Shut up. I have watched a bit of tennis in my time, quite a lot actually. Just not a lot of lawn bowls.
Steffi Graf was in, yep.
This is going to take a long time. Anyway, thank you. Now he's off. Yes, sucked in. No, so anyway, I thought, we'll turn you back on, but you're on good behaviour, Bond. I thought, I don't know how I'm going to actually, you know, cope with the whole thing and how long. Anyway, for those that don't know, bowling clubs, most of them are very, like, generally old. There's a lot of old. It's like stepping back in time. I felt like I would step back into our nana's time.
I just went to a birthday in Perth, a 30th birthday at a bowling club. Exactly the same thing. And it was a step back in time.
There's like a book wall, like a little bookshelf with books on it. And you go and there's a box and it says book money. And then it's got a sign saying 30 cents a book.
30 cents.
30 cents a book. And I asked the question, I go, where did they
it's
come
less
from?
Than a Freddo Frog.
And I was told, well, you know, they're bowling clubs, people die. What do you do with their books? So I'm like, yeah, this is
true. Actually, that's a good point.
It's so
that's great.
I thought, I wish I hadn't just bought my FBOS card. There were some books there I could have read. Anyway,
they left their knickers to them as well. Would you take in those granny pennies?
Disgusting. Don't be disgusting. Anyway. Strangely, I start watching this bowl game, and at the elite level, at this top level, it's really captivating.
Is it?
Yeah. I was watching our club champions. We were like, you know, we had someone to root for and get behind. At one point, he was so stressed, he went down the other end of the rink. I know that word now.
It's a rink. But it's a rink.
No, they call it a rink. They call it. That's what that's called.
You're so lingoed up. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's the only bit of lingo I know. But anyway, he went down the other end and he picked a bit of a tree off and started eating it.
Well, that's dementia.
And I thought, yes. I thought, wow, where have we got to? But apparently that turns out that he'd eaten one of our almonds and it got stuck in his teeth and so he was really stressed
flossing.
About the game. Yeah, he sort of kind of dug it out with the tree.
You got to do that with
anyway,
dentures.
I thought, this is crazy enough to be something I could get involved in. They're eating trees. This is amazing. Anyway. It was very nail-biting stuff. If I had nails, I would have bitten them off. Anyway, the good news is that our club champion won that.
Yes.
And then...
Oh, give him the clap.
And then, yes, you get the Memphis Law clap. Congratulations, Dave. And then...
Then he looked like something. It looked like Tommy Lee.
Yeah, it looked like
he?
Tommy Lee, like out of an 80s rock band.
Oh.
Yep. Like, you know, just, yep. In like bracelets,
riddled
and
tats, with STIs,
and a backward hat. No, short bleached blonde hair. And he rides a motorbike like a rock star of the bowling world.
Oh, Billy Idol.
I was proud that he was ours, the new member. But he was ours, you know. And then, so what's happened now? He was supposed to be playing this like Australian team person, like a really. Yeah, but he's had to forfeit. And go because he's got commitments in New South Wales. So he's now going straight into the final on Wednesday night.
Oh, wow.
He could take the whole thing out.
I feel like we need to play Unskinny Bop or something like that.
I feel like we do
too. Is that a Motley Crue song? I don't know.
I just wanted to say, who would have thought the bowls could be so exciting?
I'm on the edge of my, I literally am on the edge of my seat. I can't wait for next week to find out how Dave's gone.
I can't wait
either. Can you do an update next week?
I am. I'm going to watch.
Great.
I'm obsessed now. Yeah. I feel a little bit like I've been abducted and put in a cult. I do feel.
I
do
can see
feel,
that.
Yeah, right, I feel a little culty years. Around it. But that, no, it's an enjoyable cult and they're all nice. And you get free cups of tea.
A bit like Amway. We've got a song to
Did
go
they
to?
Give you free cups of
no,
tea?
No, you made it pay for you.
You had to pay for everything.
Because last week you looped us in on the very exciting world of lawn bowls.
I did, indeed. And that's right, I'm like a new correspondent.
Can I want to know what happened.
So last week when I left you all, I had just seen the semi-final or the preliminary final and the champion from the club that I have just joined was just automatically in the final.
Brian?
No, David.
Oh, right. Good. Good Streepy. Listening, Tim. Well done.
But that's okay. Great. Don't worry. I've proved today that I'm not very good. Has gone into the final. So it's all very exciting and a little bit by his own admission. This could be a Stephen Bradbury kind of situation. Like, you know,
amazing.
We're supposed to be playing the Australian team member who's like a champion of champions. His name is Barry. I won't give the surname, but anyway, whatever. Barry got called away for practice or something in New South Wales.
I picture Barry as a bowling champ.
Well, he's quite a young lad, and I did actually make the comment, like, he's in his, like, 20s. Who, that was, like, not that long ago. Who looks down at a baby and goes, Barry? I'm going to call you Barry. Like, anyway, whatever. Yeah, I digress. So I was all excited. We were going down Wednesday night. We were going to watch the final. It was amazing, like, you know, whatever. And I was thinking, wow, if you were Streepy, you'd be beside yourself.
Absolutely.
You would be beside yourself, like, all day. Like, I know what I'm like before I do a stand-up gig or even before I interview people that I've seen on television for years and can't find my notes. I'm beside myself, right? So I was just thinking this day is going to be exhausting for him and it was exciting, whatever. And then I get a call from my friend and she goes, I don't know whether it's on.
What?
I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm all ready to go. Like, hang on. We'll still go down there and have a look, but don't think it's happening. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, we can't get any answers. But I'm pretty sure he's going to have to play the semi-final that they said he didn't have to play.
Oh.
And I'm like, it was 6:20 and it was supposed to start at 6:30.
And people don't know the know where we're going on.
No. And so we get down there and Streepy's like, I got down here to play and they've gone nuts, cancelled. And I just think, like, they owe him.
Absolutely.
For washing the uniform and for the anxiety levels that went on all day.
The sweat marks under the arms.
The tension, the thinking about you would have dreamt about it from Sunday.
Absolutely, be manifesting your win.
Like that whole first few ends would have been thought about. Furious, right? So I was like, oh my God. But I'm really impressed with the way that he handled that. Because he was like, oh, well, there's nothing you can do about it. You know me, I would have dropped from a bundle.
Yes.
Completely lost my, you know what.
Wow.
But it didn't. Anyway, so I was like, oh, gut it. I'm going to a chugger. I'm going to miss it. So he's like, oh, yeah, now I've got to play the champion, they've got to bring him back, you know, whatever. So, look, that didn't go well, apparently.
But, sorry, Dave.
But he still played, you know. He did his best. But, I mean, this guy, like the other one is
Barry
in the Australian team, Barry.
Yeah, right.
So I'd just like a Murphy's Law clap and a cheer or whatever for the club champion, Elwood Bowles, David Streak. Well done.
And he
anyway.
He probably doesn't even know, but he's had me on the hook.
You've been on the hook. The listeners are on the hook. Yep. Everyone was, and we're all very proud.
The everyday champion out there. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Dave.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.